Today, we begin a series of reports on the battle in South Texas between farmers and the Mexican drug cartels. After three generations of farming vegetables in South Texas, Joe Aguilar never anticipated the day when he would abandon the life he and his family knew so well. But after seeing Mexican cartel members dressed in soldier uniforms on his property, he knew he had no choice.
Either you're going to join them or adjust to something different, and I chose not to join any of that. So I adjusted to where I decided to quit and move on.
He says his new lifestyle has been a difficult adjustment.
It's not a good feeling. I mean, if you've been doing something all your life and you have to change from there to now I'm behind a desk, my hands are so slick that, I'm not used to that.
But Aguilar says the drug cartels are just taking over.
They're controlling the farmers in the area, and it's really, really getting pretty sad.
He thinks it'll take federal intervention to return the land to the farmers. You can hear our reports anytime on the Internet. Go to SoundCloud.com and search for Texas Ag News. Tony Purcell, TSN News. Farms along the Rio Grande in South Texas are becoming war zones. Here's part two in our series of Farmers versus the Mexican Drug Cartels. Every day and night, violent Mexican drug cartels are invading Texas farms and ranches, threatening the lives of citizens and jeopardizing the nation's food supply. Cliff Chambers is the operations manager at Duda Farms in McAllen.
We're scared to go on our farms. We don't irrigate at night along the river. We have people that are not supposed to be there quite a bit at different times of the day. There's actual drug running in the middle of the day, high-speed chases on our farms, vehicles being burned, you name it.
He says workers are often threatened by armed drug runners.
We've had people come out of our sugar cane in fatigues and telling the sugar mill harvesters they need to leave.
And he says the cartels are very aggressive.
We've had instances of them turning off our major irrigation pumps in the middle of the night, we think probably so they could hear anybody approaching or anything like that. And I mean, we actually see them moving dope on our farms in the daytime.
Chambers said the federal government needs to recognize how serious the problem is. You can hear our reports anytime on the Internet. Go to SoundCloud.com and search for Texas Ag News. Tony Purcell, TSN News. Rio Farm CEO Dale Murden of Monte Alto says the violence on the Texas border farms and ranches is getting progressively worse, and the federal government really doesn't understand the magnitude of the issue.
I go to D.C. a lot, and I don't feel like they really understand that we have a problem down here, and until I think there's that awareness by the folks in power up there, the problem will get worse before it gets better. It just seems they don't really get it yet.
He says the situation has escalated from simple drug smuggling.
We talk about these being drug cartels and whatnot, but the fact of the matter is it's terrorism. It's plain and simple to us, it's terrorism. They used to say that this was the back door. Well, the truth is it's the front door, and the front door right now is wide open.
Murden says it's become an issue of national homeland and food security.
Along the border, when will it be 200 miles inland, or when will it be 500 miles inland, and when does it stop? You've got to draw the line somewhere, and most of us feel like the line is the river. That's the border.
Texas state officials say the problem has gotten too big, and only the federal government has the resources to deal with it. You can hear our reports anytime on the Internet. Go to SoundCloud.com and search for Texas Ag News. Tony Purcell, TSN News. A war is growing along the Texas-Mexico border, and Texas Agriculture Commissioner Todd Staples says it's a national security issue Washington should pay heed to. He says it's farmers versus the Mexican drug cartels.
Individuals who are terrorizing their operations by coming through their property, by chasing them and their families and their employees off their lands.
Calling it a crisis in America, Staples says cartel thugs and others are using the private property in Texas as their own.
The sovereignty of the United States is being undermined on Texas soil. The border is no longer along the Rio Grande. We have ceded American soil to drug cartels who are acting as terrorists today.
Staples says Texas producers face enough challenges from nature in unpredictable regulatory environments. He says farmers shouldn't be expected to take this on alone. You can hear our reports anytime on the Internet. Go to SoundCloud.com and search for Texas Ag News. Tony Purcell, TSN News.